Hello, everyone. My name is Dave Kersey, and I welcome you to a full hour of worship and praise on A Call to Worship. Only to Him goes our song of praise. Only to Him do our hands we raise. No one but Jesus could love us this way, so only to Him goes our praise.
There's nothing I would rather.
No one but Jesus could love us this way. So only to Him goes our praise today on a call to worship. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we come into Your presence today, thanking You for Your goodness to us, Lord. Thanking You for loving us with an everlasting love. The Bible says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. From the foundation of the world, You had the plan of sending the Lamb of God to this earth to take the sacrifice, take the penalty of our sins, and not mine, but the whole world's sins, Lord, so that we may freely be forgiven of our sins. The debt has been paid by Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And by grace You have said, if you believe in My Son, I will forgive you of your sins by My grace. Father, You are a good God, a loving God. You are our Abba Father. Thank You, Father, for those times of discipline in our lives. Even though they may not seem pleasant at the time, we know that they are because of a good God, a God that loves us and wants us to be complete in our happiness and our joy in serving and loving and worshiping You. Father, thank You for giving me this opportunity today to worship together with all of these friends. I pray that whatever we say, whatever we do today, might be pleasing in Your sight, might glorify You and lift up the name of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We come into Your presence today for one expressed purpose, Father, to worship You, to thank You for Your love and for Your goodness, and to praise Your holy name. Lord, I worship You with all my heart and mind and soul. I worship You. There is nothing I would rather do than lift my voice in praise to You. Now and forevermore, dear Lord, I worship You. Worship You, I will worship You. Here in this place, I seek Your face and worship You. Through all my days, I will give You praise. Lord, in this place, I worship You.
Worship You, I will worship.
That was Rick Riso there, and the song entitled Worship You. And of course, that is what we're doing today on A Call to Worship, worshiping our Almighty God and our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Coming up in a moment, I'd like to share with you Psalm 84. And now the 84th Psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Oh, the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell, the guilty pair bow down with care. God gave his son to
I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here in A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from Damaris Carbaugh and her rendition of the song, The Love of God. Right now, it's Jaime Jorge at the violin, I Stand Before the Lord. Coming up a little later in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about God is so good. We live in an age of God's grace extended through the sacrificial death of Christ, but we still face the consequences that stem from our disobedience. Ultimately, our failure to follow Jesus is a lack of confidence in the goodness of God. When we doubt God's goodness to meet the fundamental demands of our existence, physical or spiritual, we are apt to seek our satisfaction in pursuits that can never fully gratify. A joyful Christian obeys Christ, not because it's his duty, although that is true, but because he knows that God's goodness is behind all of his commands. We serve the Lord with a joyful heart, for he gives us all things out of his hand. That's all about how God is good to us. More on that coming up later in the broadcast. Right now, I just want to thank you for your letters and your financial help when you can write. That is so important, and I just want to say thank you to each one of you who support us each month. And to encourage you who are listening today, if you're listening on a local station, I wish you'd write to this station, thank them for carrying call to worship, and if they're a listener-supported, Christ-centered radio ministry, your gift to them would be very helpful too. So keep that in mind. Whether you're giving to the station or you're giving to us, it's all an act of gift. So when you write to us, you can find us at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And by the way, you can listen to Call to Worship on our website at www.calltoworship.us. We have the complete playlist for today's broadcast. Later on, we shared Scripture 84. That's on their website. And there's some other things there, too. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. Well, let's get back to Jaime Jorge and the violin and the song, I Stand Before the Lord.
Thank you. There is nothing that can compare with the promise we have in God's love. And that love isn't a mood or an emotion subject to change. He showed His love to us while we were quite unlovable. In fact, He sent His Son to die for us while we were lost. And through Christ's sacrifice and our acceptance of His forgiveness, we no longer need to fear condemnation for our sins. Nothing can come between us and His love. God is on our side. And because of this, who could ever be against us? Although we might be puzzled by problems we don't understand, or discouraged by things that seem beyond our control and endurance, remember this. It is in these times that His grace is given in direct proportion to our need. He is there to stand by us, stand up for us, to save us, redeem us, to heal us, to deliver us. God is for us. Say it with me. God is for us. That's right. And it's absolutely true. Yesterday, today, and forever.
Must be alive, for He who gave His
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Joy, Meditations on God's Abiding Joy, published by Zondervan Corporation. Philippians 4:19 says this, And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy is a chilling narrative of God's dealing with the nation of Israel as they prepared to move into the land of Cana after 40 years of walking in circles. The pronouncement of God's blessings that are contingent on the Hebrews' obedience is heartening. As long as they sought the Lord and followed His commands, the people would experience a wonderful life, blessed in the home, on the land, in battle, and as a nation. On the other hand, if they did not obey, curses would multiply, disease, famine, defeat, and pain. Well, today we live in an age of God's grace extended through the sacrificial death of Christ, but we still face the consequences that stem from disobedience. And we can learn pointed lessons from the Hebrews' behavior that can motivate us to a life of joyful discipleship. After clearly listing the distasteful repercussions of rebellion, Moses plainly stated the surprising rationale for disobedience. They would suffer in coming days because they did not serve the Lord, your God, joyfully and gladly. Deuteronomy 28:47. You see, their journey into bondage would come when they looked to someone other than Jehovah for their delight and satisfaction. Ultimately, our failure to follow Jesus is a lack of confidence in the goodness of God. God promises to supply all of our needs. We just read that in Philippians 4:19. He assures us that if we make His kingdom a priority in our lives, we need not fret or fume over the basic necessities of life. When we doubt God's goodness to meet the fundamental demands of our existence, you know, physical and spiritual, we are apt to seek our satisfaction in pursuits that can never fully gratify. The innate goodness of God is crucial to a life of continual joy. God is always good to His people. There is never a moment in time when God is not working for our best interests, even if that entails some unpleasant discipline. Our personal repentance from sin is made possible by the goodness and kindness of the Lord. A joyful Christian obeys Christ not because it is his duty, although this is true, but because he knows that God's goodness is behind all his commands. We serve the Lord with a joyful heart, for he gives us all things out of his hand. And if life is less than satisfying at this time for you, ask yourself if you are looking to the Lord. Are you eagerly and expectantly seeking Christ to supply all your needs, or have you turned to someone else or something else to bring you joy? Well, God has one answer. Seek Him for the abundance of all things, and you will never be disappointed. It's the surest path to God's blessing. You see, we serve the Lord joyfully as we put our confidence in His goodness. Father, it's sometimes very easy to forget how good You are to me. And I praise You that Your goodness is always seeking me out so that I never need to yield to fear or anxiety. I thank You that You are good all the time, every day, in every way. All good things come from You, and most importantly, the gift of Your Son, Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, and my life has come from You as well. Thank You, Father, for being so good to us.
He has been good to me. He has been good to me. He gave abundance.
winding up our program today with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and the song, We Give You Praise. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters and, when able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that Internet site, including the program. You can listen to it anytime you want. The playlist for the program is there. Scripture is there. Lots of things there. So check us out, www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together as we listen to the Marty Parks Choir and their song entitled, God is the Strength of My Heart. Have a great week. See you next week here on A Call to Worship and Praise.